From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama, speaking at a town hall meeting in Ohio today, acknowledged his health care overhaul plan has, as he put it, run into a bit of a buzzsaw. However, Mr. Obama pledged to continue working on efforts to finish the legislation, saying he's not going to walk away just because it's hard.
I took this up because I wanted to ease the burdens on all the families and small businesses that can't afford to pay outrageous rates, and I wanted to protect mothers and fathers and children by being targeted by some of the worst practices of the insurance industry that I had heard time and time again as I traveled through this country.
The president also said he will never stop fighting for an economy that helps the hardworking and not just those who are already well off. An Obama administration task force has finished reviewing the cases of nearly 200 detainees who remain at Guantanamo. The plan calls for about 50 men to be held indefinitely under law of war detention. More from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
For the last year, a task force of officials from the State Department, the Justice Department, the Pentagon, and more have been going through the detainee files one by one, deciding what should happen to each man at Guantanamo. According to an administration official, the task force finished its work this week. The team approved about 110 men for transfer, either to the detainees' home countries or to a third country. Roughly 35 will be prosecuted in either military or civilian court, and about 50 will be held without trial under what the administration is calling law of war detention. The Obama administration wants to set up a system of periodic review to evaluate whether those who do not get a trial remain dangerous. President Obama had hoped to close Guantanamo prison by now, but there are still 196 detainees at the base. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A new government report showing the extent of joblessness at the state level. Nationally, 43 states reported a rise in their unemployment rates last month. That's a sharp turnaround from November, when 36 states reported a decline in their jobless rates. Stock prices were down sharply again today, with the Dow losing another 2%. All told, it was the market's worst week since March. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
All of the major stock indexes were down for the week. The Standard & Poor's 500 index lost 3.9% of its value. Analysts pointed to several reasons for the decline. Early in the week, China announced it would take steps to rein in lending. That's expected to curb economic activity, which hurts commodity companies like Alcoa. President Obama's announcement that he favors new restrictions on banking activity dealt a big blow to financial stocks. Meanwhile, there are questions about whether the Senate will vote to reconfirm Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who's well-regarded on Wall Street. Several U.S. senators from both parties have said they will vote against Bernanke. His term expires January 31st. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 216 points to end the week at 10,172. The Nasdaq dropped 60 points. This is NPR. The chairman of an inquiry in Britain into the war in Iraq says British Prime Minister Gordon Brown will be quizzed sooner than expected about his role in the decision to support the war. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Sir John Chilcot, who's leading the inquiry, said he originally wanted Gordon Brown and other ministers to appear after the British election, which must be held this spring. This was to prevent the proceedings from being used as a platform for political advantage by any party. But Brown's opponents complained, and Brown himself said he was ready to appear at any time. He was Treasury chief when former Prime Minister Tony Blair threw his support behind the American-led effort to unseat Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The Iraq inquiry has no legal power, but is bringing all the leading politicians forward to be questioned by Sir John Chilcot so that lessons can be learned from the war that was hugely unpopular in Britain. Tony Blair himself will appear before the inquiry next Friday. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Some big names in the music business, including singer Taylor Swift, among those taking part in a telethon for Haiti tonight. The event, picked up by many of the major networks, was broadcast from New York, London, Los Angeles, and Haiti. The telethon, called Hope for Haiti Now, a global benefit for earthquake relief, is also being supported by a variety of online social networking sites, including Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. Featured appearances by actors George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio, who this week gave $1 million to the Clinton Bush Haiti Fund. There was also footage of Haitians badly injured in the aftermath of the earthquake, which struck there earlier this month. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.